Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's state bank over the weekend suggested that the government will not be taking any action soon to alleviate a cash squeeze, sending stocks lower. China's medium-sized banks continue to struggle despite a drop in the interbank lending rate. Coserial today says that the European Union's 2013-14 soft wheat production is expected to rise 4.2% on the year to 130.7 million metric tons. Coserial expects that corn output will increase to 66.1 million tons from 57.2 million tons last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,644. It's down 155 points. The NASDAQ, 3314, down 42. And the S&P 500 is at 1572, and it is down almost 20 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest weather will likely be quite favorable as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. A good mix of rain and sunshine will likely occur, with temperatures varying from warm this week to somewhat milder next week. The overall bottom line is going to be favorable for crop development, and I see no reason for excessive conditions to occur across the region anytime real soon. Now, with that said, we do know that there was a lot of heavy rain reported in the weekend, in particular in southwestern Wisconsin, extreme northeastern portions of Iowa, and southeasternmost sections of Minnesota. These areas saw rain totals of 3 to 7 inches and was certainly great enough to cause some flooding. There were also areas of heavy rain reported across northern portions of Illinois, southern Illinois, also some areas in South Dakota and Nebraska, and a couple of spots even in west central Iowa. Overall, though, the rain during the weekend was certainly welcome and mostly favorable for crop development. Now, there were areas where spraying was supposed to occur this weekend, and there were other areas that might have been still trying to put a little seed in the ground that probably ran into a little bit of an obstacle with the precipitation that occurred over the course of the weekend. Now, most everybody is done with the planting process, that they have to pretty much give up at this point. We do expect to see the weather be very favorable, though, for crop development as we move forward through these next several days. In fact, the next 10 days to 2 weeks, I think, will look very good for the majority of the crops across the region. Yes, there is going to be a cooling take place across the region this weekend into next week, and degree day accumulations will probably fall off again, and we'll probably look for some drier weather still prevailing across some of the western portions of the Corn Belt. All of this is certainly interesting food for thought, but I don't think it's going to put us in a position where the crops are going to be seriously stressed right off the bat here. The biggest concern that I do have is over the western Corn Belt in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, western Missouri in particular, and southwestern Iowa, as well as the U.S. Delta, where we will see some net drying conditions occur over this next full week to 10 days. Totally dry weather probably is not likely, but we will see many areas get only a minimal amount of rain. And with temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s through much of this work week, we'll likely see net drying result. Now, when the cold air comes into the Midwest this weekend into early next week, we'll likely see a cold front generate some shower and thunderstorm activity, but don't look for this to be a major soaker, because it looks as though the moisture in the atmosphere is not going to be very abundant at that point in time. There seems to be some advertised tropical weather system that it will be moving up towards the central Gulf of Mexico coastal area about the middle part of next week. Now, I realize this is a long way out in the forecast, but it has an interesting impact on our outlook, so I wanted to mention it briefly here today, that if that tropical event, it turns out to be correctly placed and the timing is accurate, we would probably experience some drier biased conditions across the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week, because that storm system in the southeastern U.S. would be robbing the atmosphere of moisture. We'll continue to monitor that, though, over the next several days. There's no guarantee that that system will actually even come to fruition, let alone move inland. Although you had forecast, though, for the U.S., temperatures at night are likely to cool back into some 50 and 60-degree readings next week at this time. But until then, a lot of 60 and lower 70-degree readings are expected. The cooler weather will be excellent in giving the crop an adequate period of rest after many days of temperatures staying above 70 degrees at night. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat at 726.5, down 10. December 740, down 10.5. July wheat in Chicago, 683, down 15. December, 703.25, down 13.75. July corn is 653, down 8.75. December at 544.5, down 11.75. July soybeans, 1494.5, up 1.25. November is 1265.5, down 8. July soybean meal, 448.50, up 80. July soybean oil at 47.68 is down 34. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Looks like weather is front and center today, huh?
Most assured. I think the weekend rains tended to be a little bit better than forecasted, and I think the trade idea that rain makes grain is definitely getting some traction.
But the big feature of the week will probably be, as we move through it, Friday's planning report, the acreage report, as well as the quarterly grain stock report.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely going to be one of the key points. The trade's been thinking as far as corn and bean inventories are really, really tight. The market hasn't necessarily engaged to the level that a lot of us had expected it to. So these numbers are going to be pretty key as far as the inventory numbers are concerned. As far as the prospective planning numbers, our expectations are that we probably won't see a seismic shift in those numbers simply because most of the data was collected before the prevent plant dates and crop insurance. So the intentions that were collected in this particular survey are probably pretty consistent with what we saw earlier in the year.
So what do you think, 1 million acres dropped in corn?
It's possible. I think the trade mindset is probably in that neighborhood right now, probably 1 million, 1.5 million. I think the general idea right now is that maybe we've picked up 750,000 beans. But here again, I'm not sure that those numbers are going to be reflected in this Friday's data because the survey was taken basically the first week or two in June, which is before the prevent plant dates and crop insurance.
So do you think that a cash-strapped NAS is going to resurvey some states?
The discussion is out there. It started to surface this morning. I saw it in a point or two. It's very possible. But as we've seen in the past, these resurvey efforts really turn into a loose cannon. You're trying to basically second-guess the guesser. The numbers probably will not be tangible until September or October, which is really too late to apply it to a marketing strategy. So what we really have to do is come back and look at the value that the market is offering us for our production and basically market in that respect rather than try to predict a future price.
Of these two reports, which will be the most important at the end of the day?
Quarterly grain stocks.
Because?
Because that's the black and white number that we can really put some confidence in. The numbers as far as the acres are going to be up for grabs for months to come.
And when we see those numbers, what will it bode, do you think, for the cattle industry?
As far as cattle is concerned, I think the cattle market is going to be well supported on dips. I do not think that the consumption rates are going to change significantly for cattle. So in the broad strokes, I would say demand in cattle is probably the most important thing versus the feed side.
Do you think that USDA will finally reveal that corn stocks are less than we believe they are? I think this is a debate that probably goes back 18 months, that they have overestimated corn by as much as 300 million bushels. Are you there? Hello? Okay, I seem to have lost Bill Gentry. of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. We thank him for his time. Let's go ahead and look at an update of the marketplace in Kansas City. July wheat at 725 and a half is down 11. December 739 and a half, down 11 as well. July wheat in Chicago is 682 and three quarters, down 15 and a quarter. September is 689 and three quarters, now a half, down 15 and a half. And December at 703, down 14. July corn, 652 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. September, 579 and a quarter, down 12 and three quarters. And December at 544, down 12 and one quarter. July soybeans, 1494, up three quarters. November is 1264 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 448.40, up 70 cents. July soybean oil is 47.64, and it is down 38 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.